'Twas the night before Christmas, and all over the earth, hardly a soul was thinking of Christ's virgin birth. The people put thought and time into what to buy where, and little to no interest in showing love and care. They fought and they scuffled with others in stores. Though they had spent all they had, they just had to buy more. So they pulled out their plastic and made swipe after swipe, diving deeply into debt by the end of the night. Went over the sounds of the shopping and screaming, louder than life, graves bursting, bodies leaving. The panic was real. What on earth is taking place? There's driverless cars all over the place. The moonlight had darkened with fear filled despair, 'cause all of a sudden people vanished in thin air with no rhyme or reason, no words could explain. Why now? Why Christmas? Why this panic and pain? Thousands they turned to their phones, others turn on TVs in hopes that someone would explain the unseen. The president is talking on every channel there is, but soon enough he too proves he's clueless to all of this. More screaming and shouting, sirens haunt every ear as more and more discover their loved ones no longer are here. So they run to the shelters, they crowd emergency rooms, bombard police stations, eagerly searching for news. Where's all their neighbors? Where did they go? Then suddenly a thought, just maybe I know. My neighbor was a Christian, my friend, she went to church. That's it, it's gotta be. Why didn't I check there first? Without hesitation, they flew in a flash to the local sanctuary, just knowing it's packed. With amazement, they find at church only a few on this night alone found their way to the front pew. Please, can you tell me? My friends, they're all gone. Do you know where they are? Are they lost and alone? With tears on a page, one opened God's word and told the most frantic, saddest Christmas story ever heard. A time long ago, a baby was born in a cold shepherd's stable, not a hospital ward. He volunteered to pay for all we've done wrong, and it was an old rugged cross his hands and feet were nailed on. 3 days later, he was missing from the grave. His body wasn't stolen. His body was quickened. His body was raised. All this was done so that we could have grace. But like you, I too found this out way too late. This baby called Jesus, it's written in red many times. He said he would return for those whose hearts were right. And I'm sorry to tell you, but tonight Jesus stood at heaven's door. He said, come up here, as he met those who are here no more. For all those who left us, they'll be celebrating tonight with their Lord and Savior they knew as Jesus Christ. As for us this Christmas, we who pay him no mind, our gift is sorrow 'cause we've been left behind. So my friend, before your focus is tainted with myths of a chimney-diving fat man whom the world he gives gifts, instead, look for Jesus. He's the gift of eternal life. He's the real purpose of Christmas. And he could come tonight. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Brett Hill. I hope you enjoyed that poem, The Sinner's Night Before Christmas. I felt compelled to share that with you this year again because it is a very important thing for us to always remember, regardless of how good things are going, regardless of what season it is, we need to be keeping our mind focused on the fact that any moment Jesus Christ could call his people home, and we need to be prepared for that. We need to tell our friends and our family, all of our loved ones, that Jesus could come tonight. He could show up at any time. So I want you to remember that poem. I want you to think about through this season that during all the hustle and bustle and all the shopping and things, some of you around the world listening may not even get to take part in that type of thing. It's be just good enough for you to remember who Jesus Christ is. Wherever you are around the world tonight, as you listen to this poem, I would like for you to just share some time with other people to play that poem for them and let them know that Jesus has not promised tomorrow for anybody. He hasn't promised any length of time for us, that He has just told us that no man knows the day nor the hour, that I could be coming at any time to take my people home. So have your lamps trimmed and full of oil. Have your bride's garments on, ready to go, because He may show up at any time to take His people home. And you must be ready. You must be prepared. You must know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And He said, I'm coming back for those who are looking for me, those who are expecting me. And I just want to make sure that everybody that is listening knows and is expecting Jesus Christ could come tonight. He could come on Christmas. He could come any day. So please be prepared. Have yourself ready. Give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ if you haven't already, because He will show up at the twinkling of an eye and call His people home. And those who are left behind are not going to be prepared. They're not going to be ready to face what they're going to have to face. And I don't want that for anybody. Jesus don't want that for anybody. So if you don't know Jesus today, please find yourself an altar of repentance and give your heart to the Lord Jesus. Ask Him into your heart. Ask Him to become your Lord and Savior. Begin to serve Him. Let the old man be passed away. Let the old man be gone. And let Jesus Christ renew your life. And begin to live your life for Him and serve Him so that you too will hear His voice when He calls you home. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, and have a safe and Merry Christmas, and enjoy the Spirit of Jesus Christ and His presence in your life this holiday season. God bless you, and we'll see you on the next one.